Hello all, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Black History. And today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting an institution. An institution by the name of the Freedmen's Bureau. Now, the Freedmen's Bureau was initially known as the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands, and it was an agency of the United States Department of War after the Civil War. Now, the Freedmen's Bureau was established on March 3, 1865, after the Freedmen's Bureau Bill was initiated by Abraham Lincoln. Now, the Freedmen's Bureau was an important agency during early Reconstruction in the United States after the Civil War. And the Bureau was important because, as mentioned, it helped with clothing and fuel and shelter for freed slaves and their families. Now, throughout the first year of its existence, the people who were involved helping these freed slaves learned how hard it would be because the Southern legislators passed what's known as the Black Codes. And the Black Codes were laws that restricted movements, conditions of labors, and other civil rights of African Americans. We'll be doing episodes on Reconstruction and the Black Codes coming soon. To definitely get a good sense and explain of what those meant and how it affected us and our rights in this country during the 1800s. But the men and women who were involved in the Freedmen's Bureau in the early days who were assisting slaves saw how hard it was because of the Black Codes, these laws that restricted movement, labor, and civil rights of African Americans, nearly duplicating the conditions of slavery. But the Freedmen's Bureau's powers were expanded to help of freed slaves and African Americans to find family members who were separated during the war. And it arranged to teach them to read and to write. And that was considered important, as we know, it's very important to know how to read and write for anyone, but especially for those slaves who didn't know how to read and write before. The Freedmen Bureau had agents who served as legal advocates for African Americans in both local and national courts in cases dealing with family issues. And they also encouraged former major planters, slave owners, to rebuild their plantations and urge freed blacks to return to work for them. They kept an eye on the contracts between the newly freed laborers and the planters, and they pushed whites and blacks to work together as employers and employees rather than as masters and slaves. In 1866, the Freedmen Bureau was renewed by Congress. But unfortunately, after Andrew Johnson took over after President Lincoln was assassinated, he vetoed the bill because he believed that the Freedmen's Bureau bill encroached on the state rights of the farmers and the planters, relied inappropriately on the military in peacetime, and would prevent freed slaves from becoming independent by offering too much assistance. Following that, the Bureau lost most of its funding, and it was forced to cut most of its staff. And unfortunately, due to the rise of the KKK in the South in 1870, the Freedmen's Bureau was pretty much weakened to the point of being abandoned. In 1872, it was completely abandoned, shutting down its doors and refusing to approve. It was refused approved legislation by the President and Congress. So, the Freedmen's Bureau, although it wasn't a perfect institution because many slaves had trouble getting proper medical equipment from the doctors who didn't want to serve the freed slaves, and even a lot of the women, the African-American women, were mistreated by some of the men and women who worked for the Freedmen's Bureau. But one thing that the Freedmen's Bureau was important for was for education, as the Freedmen's Bureau was kind of a precursor to many HBCUs that followed. Many HBCUs were influenced by the Freedmen's Bureau, and as mentioned before from some of the previous HBCUs that we highlighted on Everyday Black History, because of those, many African Americans were educated and became professionals, public school teachers, doctors, lawyers, dentists, scientists, inventors. So a lot of those schools and those HBCUs stemmed from the invention of the Freedmen's Bureau. So because of that, we highlighted on Everyday Black History as it was important to black culture and black history. There's a lot of information on the Freedmen's Bureau, so if you get a chance, you can do yourself a favor and just research it, as I always encourage people to do. Research the Freedmen's Bureau and see how it contributed to black history and black culture. But that concludes this episode, and we ask that you stay tuned for the next one as we'll be highlighting more people and more institutions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.